in Selma, the summer of 1965, mulling all this over, found I wanted to find out more about being a conscientious objector, and wrote off to a place called the Central Committee for Conscientious Objectors, which is in Philadelphia. They had a little handbook called the Handbook for Conscientious Objectors. I still have copies of it. And just that same year, in 1965, in fact, like a couple days after a big march in Selma was attacked by police in a very famous civil rights landmark event, just a couple days after that, the Supreme Court issued a decision that said that people who were not conventionally religious could still be conscientious objectors. Up until that time, if you wanted to be a conscientious objector, you had to say that this was a matter of your religious training and belief, and religion was interpreted rather narrowly to mean being a Quaker or part of some other such group that taught pacifism as part of its more or less doctrine. And obviously, I wasn't such a person then. I still considered myself pretty much an atheist. The Supreme Court, in March of 1965, made it possible for me to legally be a conscientious objector, and this is part of what I learned from reading this little booklet from the Central Committee on Conscientious Objectors. They rushed to update their handbook when the Supreme Court passed that decision. Now, it's known as the Seeger case, and the guy who was a defendant in that case, Dan Seeger, is a Quaker. I applied as a non-religious CO from Selma. It was an interesting thing, at least for me. In those days, you had to have letters of reference to back up your application. And I often imagine what my draft board went through sitting around the table in Cheyenne, Wyoming, as they looked at my application, because here I was, they would have known. I mean, I didn't try to hide the fact that I'd been in ROTC. But among the references that I had for my application was Dr. King. And I can just imagine my draft board sitting around saying to each other, do we really want to have a trial in the federal court over here where this guy King could show up and be a character witness for this clown, Bager? Do we need that kind of publicity? Probably not. I think that because my draft board accepted my CO claim without a peep.